Carlyle swam to France and continued on through Europe to the universities there. By night, he studied music, science, medicine, and found his calling, his penance in that, in saving human lives. His expression became awed, almost reverent. I can't adequately describe the struggle. It took Carlyle 2 centuries of torturous effort to perfect his self-control. Now he is all but immune to the scent of human blood, and he is able to do the work he loves without agony. He finds a great deal of peace there, at the hospital. Edward stared off into space for a long moment. Suddenly he seemed to recall his purpose. He tapped his finger against the huge painting in front of us. He was studying in Italy when he discovered the others there. They were much more civilized and educated than the wraiths of the London sewers. He touched a comparatively sedate quartet of figures painted on the highest balcony, looking down calmly on the mayhem below them. I examined the grouping carefully and realized, with a startled laugh, that I recognized the golden-haired man. Solomina was greatly inspired by Carlyle's friends. He often painted them as gods, Edward chuckled. Ero, Marcus, Caius, he said, indicating the other 3, 2 black-haired, 1 snowy white. Nighttime patrons of the arts.